Hello, priatelia. Hello, friends. Welcome to the podcast Learn Slovak and More. This show is about learning Slovak language, Slovak culture, traditions, and everything in between. I'm your host Božena, a native of Slovakia, Slovak language teacher, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you learn Slovak language at your best. This is season 6 and episode 8. Toto je sezóna 6 a epizóda 8. In today's episode, I'm talking about the traditional Easter dishes in Slovakia. In the Slovak lesson, you are going to learn new words related to today's topic. You will also learn how to say wishing you joyful Easter and bon appetit in Slovak. At the end of this episode, you can find my recipe for Slovak Easter bread, Paska. Tak čo poviete? I say, poďme na to. Halo a vítajte. Hello and welcome again. I'm so glad to have you here. If this is the first time that you are here and you are new to learning Slovak language, I recommend starting with the trailer episode so you can build up your vocabulary. Please click the button subscribe or follow in your app podcast and later leave a review about the part you enjoyed the most. I appreciate your feedback a lot. This is season 6, so if you are really interested in learning the Slovak language, I would recommend starting with the season 1. If you just want to listen to my podcast for fun, it doesn't matter where you start. You can also search episodes by a topic. If you want to re-listen to your favorite part of this episode, go to the timestamps to skip to the section you are interested in. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also, check my Instagram at bozenaslovak, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Years ago, in episode 11, I told you about the Easter customs in our family and that we celebrated this holiday for 5 days in a row. Let's review these days. Day 1 is Holy or Maundy Thursday, in Slovak Zelený štvrtok. Literally, it means Green Thursday. Day 2 is Good Friday, in Slovak Veľký piatok, or literally Big Friday. Day 3 is Holy Saturday. In Slovak, it's called Biela Sobota, literally meaning White Saturday. Day 4 is Easter Sunday. In Slovak, Veľká noc, literally meaning Great Night. And day 5 is Easter Monday. In Slovak, Veľkonočný pondelok. Last year in episode 9, I inform you that in addition to those days, there is also Modrý pondelok, meaning Blue Monday, Žltý útorok, meaning Yellow Tuesday, and Škaredá streda, meaning Ugly Wednesday. This year, I want to take a look at what traditional dishes were, and probably still are, served during Easter. After all, Easter meals are an integral part of celebrating the Easter holidays. And there are so many different dishes and even more varieties. Some dishes are so distinctive and exceptional that they do not appear on festive tables at any other time of the year. Growing up and living in Slovakia, I can tell you that the Easter menu is definitely different in each region. So let's see what the custom was to eat on Zelený štvrtok, or Maundy Thursday, Veľký piatok, or Good Friday, Biela sobota, or Holy Saturday, and Veľkonočná nedeľa, meaning Easter Sunday. On Zelený štvrtok, Maundy Thursday, people usually ate food containing vegetables and fruits. This day is associated with the symbolism of nature, fertility, and renewal. In the past, One of my students asked me if Slovaks eat green food on Green Thursday. He was surprised when my answer was, yes, indeed they do. It is usually customary to prepare green food on Monday, Thursday, for which people most often used spinach, young nettle, sorrel. Currently, various types of salad greens, arugula, asparagus, wild garlic, and parsley are popular. Thus, Monday, Thursday menus include vegetable soups, spinach gnocchi, spinach stew, salads, and the like. Veľký piatok, or Good Friday, is considered one of the most important days of the Holy Week in the Christian tradition. It is a day of fasting and penance. Traditionally, no fatty or meaty foods are served on Good Friday. In the past on Good Friday, many people didn't eat at all or ate very moderately, usually porridge, soups, noodles, and drank only water. There was also a strict ban on drinking alcohol on that day. Biela Sobota, or Holy Saturday, is the day between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, and in Christian tradition, this day symbolizes the time when Jesus was buried and was brought in the tomb. Holy Saturday marks the end of the 40-day fast. It is also a day of preparation for Easter Sunday and a time for tidying up the household as well as preparing for festive dinners and feasts. On this day, believers bring a basket of food to church, the symbolism of which has an Easter meaning. The food basket is usually lined with a white towel and decorated with green sprigs. Foods that are often placed in the basket include eggs, ham, sausage, Easter bread called Pascha or mazaniec, butter, cheese, beets, horseradish, and mustard. During the Mass, the priest blesses the food, and the faithful then take it home for a rich Easter breakfast. This custom has been observed in Slovakia for centuries and is an integral part of the Easter tradition. The most typical dishes of Veľkonočná nedeľa, or Easter Sunday, include šunka, meaning ham, which is an integral part of the Easter Sunday table. In Slovakia, ham is traditionally baked whole, salted, or seasoned with pepper and garlic. Hrudka, or Easter cheese, it is a type of cheese that is prepared from eggs, milk, and salt or sugar. It's made sweet or salty. Some also add chives, parsley, or raisins if they want it sweet. Klobasy, or sausages. Different types of sausages are often served on Easter Sunday, which are typical for individual regions. Vajcia, or eggs, symbolize new life and renewal. In Slovakia, they are traditionally dyed in different colors and people decorate tables and houses with them. Cvikla and chren, or beetroot with horseradish, goes well with smoked meat, which is an integral part of the Easter feast. Mazaniec, the delicate sweet pastry, tastes great on its own. It is traditionally eaten with butter and jam. Pascha, Easter bread, is a traditional sweet pečivo or pastry that definitely belongs to the spring holidays. It is most widespread in Eastern Slovakia, and many housewives bake homemade Pascha even today. In some households in Eastern Slovakia, they also used to eat meat soup, sausages, bacon, or a pastry made from three-grain flour. In some families, even white and red meats such as pork, beef, or poultry would appear on the Easter Sunday table. In Western Slovakia, traditional Easter dishes include veal or pork. Lamb or goat meat was also common, stuffed with a filling made of buns, eggs, milk, and parts of entrails. There were also sweet specialties such as poppy seed and walnut rolls, even Easter lamb made from sponge dough. Other pastries like buns, pastries filled with cabbage, curds, and jams, in Slovak buchty, kapustníky, tvarožníky, a lekvárníky were also baked. In other regions, they preferred apple strudel or pastries with cottage cheese and raisins. Fun fact, did you know that in the past, pastries and cakes were only holiday food and Easter was the occasion when they were baked? It's true. The Slovak ethnologist Katarina Nadaska said so on the Slovak radio. As for drinks, wine or schnapps were served to the adults. Children drank milk or water flavored with homemade fruit juices. So, as you see, the Easter holidays in Slovakia is filled with many traditional dishes. And the most important day, the day when families gather around Easter tables to celebrate the spring holiday together, is Easter Sunday. I wish you joyful Easter. Prajem veselú veľkú noc, priatelia. Now let's get to our Slovak lesson. Today you are going to learn some words from my food vocabulary. Tak poďme na to. Počúvajte a zopakujte. Number 1. Múka, meaning flour. Repeat, múka. One more time. Múka. Number 2. Cukor, meaning sugar. Repeat, cukor. One more time, cukor. Number 3. Vanilkový cukor, meaning vanilla sugar. Repeat, vanilkový cukor. One more time, vanilkový cukor. And then we have kryštálový cukor, meaning granulated sugar. Repeat, kryštálový cukor. One more time, kryštálový cukor. Number 4, droždie, meaning yeast. Repeat, droždie. One more time, droždie. Number 5, mlieko, meaning milk. Repeat, mlieko. One more time, mlieko. Number 6, maslo, meaning butter. Repeat, maslo. One more time, maslo. Number 7, vajce, meaning egg. Repeat, vajce. One more time, vajce. Number 8, vaječný žltok, meaning egg yolk. Repeat, vaječný žltok. One more time, vaječný žltok. Number 9, vaječný bielok, meaning egg white. Repeat, vaječný bielok. One more time, vaječný bielok. Number 10, vykysnúť, meaning to rise, to leaven. Repeat, vykysnúť. One more time, vykysnúť. Number 11, miešať, meaning to mix. Repeat, miešať. One more time, miešať. Number 12, miesiť, meaning to knead. Repeat, miesiť. One more time. Mäßig. Number 13. Krajać, meaning to slice. Repeat. Krajać. One more time. Krajać. Number 14. Potrieć, meaning to rub. Repeat. Potrieć. One more time. Potrieć. Number 15. Piecť, meaning to bake. Repeat. Piecť. One more time. Piecť. And number 16. The short phrase for today. Dobrú chuť, meaning bon appetit. Or in German, guten Appetit. Repeat. Dobrú chuť. One more time. Dobrú chuť. All right. Next, I have for you Easter bread called Pascha recipe. Počúvajte. Suroviny pre 4 porcie. 400 gramov polohrubej múky. V Amerike to môže byť univerzálna múka. 21 gramov čerstvého droždia. 50 gramov alebo štvrtina pohára kryštálového cukru. 2 deci alebo 2 šálky plnotučného mlieka. 0,5 čajovej lyžičky vanilkového cukru. 0,5 čajovej lyžičky soli. 100 gramov alebo polovicu pohára veľmi mäkkého masla. 3 vaječné žltky alebo 1 vajce a 1 žltok. 1 extra vajce na potretie bochníka pred pečením. Postup. Číslo 1. Zmiešajte polovicu teplého mlieka, 1 lyžičku cukru a všetko droždie. Nechajte kysnúť na teplom mieste približne 15 minút. Číslo 2. Vo väčšej miske zmiešajte suché ingrediencie, múku, kryštálový cukor, vanilkový cukor. Pridajte zvyšok mlieka, maslo a žltky. Číslo 3. Pridajte pripravený kvások a všetko spolu vymiešajte na vláčne cesto. Cesto v miske zakryte potravinovou fóliou. Položte naň čistú kuchynskú utierku. Cesto nechajte kysnúť asi hodinu. Číslo 4. Vykysnuté cesto vytvarujte do tvaru bochníka a vložte do okrúhlej, jemne vymastenej formy kysnúť ďalších 30 minút. Číslo 5. Rúru predhrajte na 180 stupňov Celzia alebo 350 stupňov Fahrenheit. Rožd by mal byť v strednej časti. Číslo 6. Bochník narežte nožom priečne a urobte na vrchu kríž. Bochník potrite rozšľahaným vajíčkom. Číslo 7. Pečte vo vyhriatej rúre 40 alebo 45 minút pri teplote 180 stupňov Celzia alebo 350 stupňov Fahrenheit. Nechajte úplne vychladnúť a potom podávajte. Okay, here is the translation. Ingredients are for approximately 4 servings. You will need 400 grams or 2.5 cups semi-coarse flour. In America, it is all-purpose flour. 21 grams or 1.5 tablespoon fresh yeast. 50 grams or 1/4 cup of granulated sugar. 2 deciliters or 2 cups whole milk. 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla sugar. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 100 grams or 1/2 cup of very soft butter. 3 egg yolks or 1 egg and 1 egg yolk. and one extra egg to brush the loaf before baking it. Procedure. Number 1. Mix half of the warm milk, 1 teaspoon of sugar, and all of the yeast. Leave it to rise in a warm place for approximately 15 minutes. Number 2. In a bigger bowl, mix the dry ingredients, flour, granulated sugar, vanilla sugar, and salt. Add the rest of the milk, butter, and egg yolks. Add the prepared yeast and knead everything together into a soft dough. Cover the dough in the bowl with plastic cling food wrap. Put a clean kitchen towel over it. Leave the dough to rise approximately an hour. Number 4. Shape the risen dough into a loaf shape and put it in a round, lightly greased bread pan to rise for another 30 minutes. Number 5. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees Celsius or 350 degrees Fahrenheit. The rack should be in the middle. Number 6. Cut the loaf crosswise with a knife to make a cross on the top. Brush the loaf with beaten egg. Number 7. Bake it in a heated oven for 40 to 45 minutes at 180 degrees Celsius or 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Let it cool completely and serve. Želám vám dobrú chuť. Dobrú chuť prajem. Alright, to je všetko pre dnešok. That is all for today. I recommend that you listen to the Slovak lesson a couple of times to reinforce the learning of the language. Download the episodes so you can go back to them as many times as you need. And don't just passively listen to Slovak words or sentences. Please repeat them out loud. Yes, I know. I've already said it. I also recommend recording yourself and listening to your recording to hear how your pronunciation is. This way you can get some feedback on it right away. If you have any questions, send it to my email hello@bozenaslovak.com. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also check my Instagram @bozenaslovaks. Where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am grateful that you listened to the end of this episode. I will be back next time with more. Check out the notes about my podcast and please tell everyone about this podcast so they can enjoy it too. Thank you. And until I hear from you again, ciao. Ďakujem a do počutia.